Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is David Orwood, Mr. Gay Great Britain, here on Pride Radio's brand new podcast, Mr. Gay World, Access All Areas. And I promised you would access all areas. I'm currently in the rehearsal room for the grand final, which is tonight in approximately 5 hours. But I've just taken a little bit of time out of our very busy schedule to talk to the gorgeous Marcus, who is representing a country that's not too far from here, South Africa. Hello, Marcus, introduce yourself.
This is Marcus, good to see you speaking. South African, I'm 41 years old, and I'm proudly competing in the world.
Fabulous, and we are proud of you for all the work you've done this week. I was going to say, how is it different from your country, but we are in your country currently. But tell me about, if we visited your hometown, where would you take us, and let us know where that is being.
So, my hometown is Pretoria in Gauteng province, and if you were to visit, I would love to take you out to one of the nearby gay reserves.
Right.
Within 1 hour to 2 hours drive from Pretoria, to the south end.
Yeah.
And the Pope province is just around the corner.
Sorry, fabulous, we love it. We'll play some games in the game.
The game reserve,
yes. Okay, reserve a game for me. All right, what are you most looking forward to about tonight's final?
Well, seeing everybody of the nation, all the great efforts, all the great personalities and wonderful people come together.
Yeah, absolutely, me too. Right, we are going to finish this interview with some quick fire questions. So first thing that comes into your head, so danger. So these quick fire questions, let's go, are you ready?
So where are you from?
Oh, wait, I'm asking the questions. I was just like, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, born ready. It's going so well. Edit that up. Okay, cool, let's go. What is your star sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Gaga or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Kylie or Madonna?
Madonna.
Nice. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Meat or vegetables?
Meat.
Really lovely. Night out or night in?
Night in.
Nice. Night in with Marcus is on the cards, anyone? What's your favourite film?
The Dark Tower.
Oh, is that a Lord of the Rings?
No. It's Matthew McConaughey, it's Phil, the Dark Tower.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to add that to my list. And who is your idol? Oh no, I missed one. What's your favourite song?
What a few. One of the most spectrally music that I enjoy. The world from the Dreads, Fallen Vida, up to Madonna.
And up to AC/DC.
Fab. Love it. A bit of a varied taste, just like on Pride Radio. So you might know what the next question is, because I messed this up. But who is your idol?
Mine?
Can be anyone.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah. Warren Buffett. Yeah. Love it. And is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners? Any messages you'd like to share before we close this interview up?
Yeah. Wish you could have been here. It's phenomenal meeting David. It's been exciting to work together this week. What a phenomenal experience.
I love it. It has been an absolute pleasure getting to know you, Marcus, and I hope that we'll see each other in the future. We've got a few days left together here in South Africa, so I'm just going to make the most of it. And whatever happens tonight, I wish you all the best, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you very much, and I do hope for the best of you as well. And we hope to see you soon again.
Fab. Should we say goodbye in Afrikaans, or if you want to give a little message in your native language, that'd be great.
The spy like to be at the hair bowels and never just give all yourself back and just looking at an important thing to see.
This is Pride Radio.
And we are currently in Infinity Studios, which has been our base for the week. We've had a great time here. It's a bit of an echo chamber. I hope you can hear me okay, but we're currently just rehearsing for the grand final tonight. And I am joined by two very handsome men. With Mr. Chili and Mr. España, we have Francisco and Javier here. I have a pet name for our Spanish friend, it's Chanel. We dance together slow-mo pretty much every day. Check out the Instagram socials because we've been having a lovely time. And you did hear a little bit from Francisco yesterday when we were in our formal wear suit. So today, we're gonna do a quick interview with the two of them, and I've told them we wanna hear the Spanish. You know, we want to hear their native tongue and we're going to have a great time, right, guys?
Yes, get all people for granted. How are you, David?
I'm so good. That is amazing. On 4 hours sleep. How much sleep did you get?
To be honest, I don't think so. We can sleep too much. But yesterday, finally, we can rest well today. So, you know, we need to look fresh.
Yeah.
Today is our grand final. I'm so excited. And even I feel a little bit sad because I know soon the competition is really over. And the feeling that I have for you guys is amazing. Never was expected that we can make this kind of a group. So the energy is amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's been an amazing week. And Javier sent a really lovely, beautiful message on our group chat last night saying thank you to everyone and that love knows no language. And it was a really special message to go to sleep to. How are you feeling today, Javier?
Hola, gran bienvenida, soy España. Estoy muy, muy nervioso. Para mí es una oportunidad increíble de representar a España en el certamen. Es un honor. Y espero que el mensaje llegue al corazón de todo el mundo.
Oh, there's something you looking for.
What?
Is there something?
She said she's very happy and actually she wants to say that she respected that the people can understand the message of him around the world.
Amazing, we love that. And have you enjoyed Cape Town, guys?
La ciudad del Cabo es una ciudad preciosa. Creo que si no hubiera sido aquí en otro lugar, hubiera sido un poco peor. La verdad que el ambiente que se lleva aquí, el compañerismo, pienso que es increíble.
Pero ¿cómo te traduzco todo eso? Tienes que hablar lento. Basically, she said that she liked Cape Town. Yes. She very nice that to make the Mr. B work here in Cape Town, because maybe in another city they different, or the expectation of the event is gonna be different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Where would you both take us if we were gonna go to your own country? So if we were gonna go to Malta?
Yeah.
Tell us about Malta, because I just let you know, our beautiful Chile delegate actually also lives in Malta. So we're doubling up on the countries with one delegate, and also Javier is from Spain. One short answer, where would you take us?
In my case, I think so. I will take all the people who want to visit Malta. Malta is very, very small. So for sure, I will show all the history of Malta. It's a beautiful country where you have a lot of history. The center of the Catholic religion is going there. So we have history, we have architecture, we have lovely people there. So for sure you will enjoy that.
Yeah, I've already booked my flight.
Yeah, for sure.
And where would you take us, Javier?
Lo primero principal que España es la segunda casa de Gran Bretaña. Si vosotros venís aquí, os vamos a coger como una familia más, un país cultural tradicional. Y para mí la mejor fiesta es el Pride de Madrid. Muchísima música, muchísima fiesta, mucho amor y mucha felicidad.
I think I could translate that one myself. So you're talking about like there's lots of love in Madrid, on the time, festivals.
Yeah, but that was
really maybe you'll do a better job.
You say that Spain is the second home for Gran Canaria, so we will feel welcome when you want. Spain is a big country and really country where you can really enjoy there and you have for sure a great time there.
Absolutely. I've been to Madrid many times and I had a great time. Right, let's finish off this interview with some quick fire questions. So we're going to just throw the mic in your face and we'll try and answer in English, because just repeat the one that you want.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like yes or no.
Yeah.
Chanel or Britney.
Yeah. Easy. Okay, so let's go. What is your star sign?
Pisces.
Your star sign.
The star sign. So it was Steve of Onigar.
Aquarius. Yeah. Love it. Lady Gaga or Beyonce?
Lady Gaga.
Beyonce.
They're going to fight it out. Kylie or Madonna?
Madonna.
Madonna.
Thank you. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee. Meat or vegan?
Meat.
Meant for sure.
Night in or night out?
It's the bed.
Night out, for sure.
Night out.
Yeah, that's party. Okay, cool. Do you have a favorite film?
Aladdin, yeah, Aladdin. A film?
Lion King.
Yeah, sorry.
Aladdin.
Okay, good. Favorite song? Favorite song from Minos, but I don't know what to say the name. It's got this song like.
And
who is your idol, personal or in the public eye? Who is your idol?
To be honest, Ricky Martin is one of my idols. I know very well the history of him, and for me, she's an example. He always be a loyal book he has. I know a little bit, I read his book, and I know what he's experienced before. It's not easy to be an artist, it's not easy to make a space when you work in a very sexy area.
Yeah.
Just in this time, the people is gonna be a little bit more open about it, but for me, if I want to follow someone,
Ricky Martin, and he's sexy.
He's sexy. Actually, he don't know, he was my cousin, but we both to get married.
I'm a dog's father. Yeah. And your idol?
Mi ídolo, pienso que es Michael Jackson. Pienso que viene de una familia pobre y su vida, su modo de superación, para mí es un ejemplo. A pesar de no las cosas que ocurrieron, sigue siendo una estrella internacional.
This one is short.
Who is his idol?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Well, this has been amazing. It's been so nice to get to know both of you this week. You have such big hearts. You're so sweet. And I've loved getting to know you. I'm getting quite emotional.
I want to say thank you, David. Really, really for us. This was an amazing experience. Knowing you, it's going more far than I was thinking about it. So we are happy.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best today, of course.
I wish you both the best for the competition. You deserve everything. And I've loved getting to know you both. And so thank you so much for joining us on Pride Radio.
Lo primero que gracias David, si alguna de las cosas que destaco de esta experiencia es tu amistad y pienso que la barrera de inglés no ha sido un obstáculo y de aquí quiero mandarle un abrazo a toda la gente que me sigue de Gran Bretaña.
Just I want to say, oh Chile,
Chile,
I think so that today the competition. We have a lot of talent, we have a lot of amazing guys, and I think so that all of us deserve to win today. Mm-hmm. So wherever was the result, I will be so happy to support the next Mr. Gay World, because I think so all of us will do the best here at the competition.
Absolutely. We're all winners.
This is Pride.
I am so excited to be joined by this next guest because I'm just going to say they're a little bit of a character. They've brought the jokes that made us laugh all week. And if this microphone had eyes, you would be shocked at what they're doing to me right now. Let's edit that out. I'm also looking over Nazmadi's shoulders at the beautiful, slightly cloudy Table Mountain, and it's looking stunning today. So, Nazmadi, also known as Tim, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Sawadika, hello, my name is Tim Nazmadi, my team Nudan, and I am your Mr. Gay World 2023 from
Thailand.
I love it, no worries. So, how are you finding Cape Town so far?
So far, so extravagant. I love it so far. The weather is very nice. The sightseeing is very nice. The Gaia is really hot.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had yet. But yeah, it's been very nice. It's so nice to see you. Definitely want to come back here for sure.
Yes. And talking about your hometown, where would you take me if I made a little trip? Tell me about your hometown and where are we coming?
Obviously, first, after your ride, to my bed for sure, and after we've done everything, then I'm gonna take to my hometown, which is like a very, very beautiful and then full of we have like one of this water lake, and there's full of lotus flower. It's called Talenoi. So I would want to take you there with me on the boat, and we're cruising the boat together.
Sounds gorgeous. Sign me up.
Sassy.
Sassy. You are sassy.
Thank you.
So what are you looking forward to about tonight's competition? Tell us your... Oh my God, I'm messing this up so bad. I'm so sorry, guys. What are you most looking forward to about tonight's final?
I just want to having fun, like seeing my friends, all my friends from like different countries, just having fun and having a good time. And I'm looking forward to just clapping to whoever wins tonight. And yeah, after party is the most exciting.
Absolutely. We've all been supporting each other so much this week. And that is a big takeaway from it. No matter what happens tonight, we've really bonded this week. We've got family going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be special no matter what. So these are quick fire questions, Tim. Are you excited? I'm quite nervous. The first thing that comes into your head.
Yes. So, am I allowed to speak everything out?
You're allowed to speak everything out.
Okay.
Okay, right, let's go. Quick fire questions. What is your star sign?
Star sign?
Your star sign, astrology.
I forgot that name. I wanted to spawn in October.
Scorpio. Yes, nice. And Gaga or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
It's a tough choice.
Anyway, I'll live for this year.
Oh, Britney Spears. Okay, yeah. We're just going to Britney Spears. Kylie or Madonna?
Madonna, please.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, please.
You flew the tea. meat or vegetables?
You. Are you ready for a meat?
I'm vegetable.
It's then vegetable, please.
Vegetables for Tim. Night out or night in?
Night in.
Night in with Tim. What's your favourite film, Tim?
So far that's been District 9, that film with John Nesbo here.
Tim Town.
Nice. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
What is your favourite song?
Lisa. Sorry, sing now.
Can you sing it?
Lisa. No, I can. I try my best. Yeah, I hope you're not. Yeah, you're still listening, right? Okay, yeah.
That's right. Better listen for your
say. Right?
And good. We love it. And who is your idol?
You.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Lastly, this has been crazy. But lastly, tell me, is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners of Pride Radio?
I'm warning.
Sorry. Fab. Okay, so I apologize for anything. You are being you, and that's why we love you. All week, you have been an absolute light to all of us. And yeah, seriously, from the moment I met you, you had me in stitches laughing. And yeah, thank you so much for everything this week. And thanks to you for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for you too. And enjoy. And wish me all the best. David, all the best as well. Wish we are the best, actually. So, yeah, looking forward to see you all in my bed soon.
Well, come and visit London. I'll show you the sights. Sure. And, yeah, we'll take it from there, maybe.
Show me.
All right, sure, mate.
Show me. See ya. See ya.
That's the best sign-off we've had so far. So, See ya from Tim. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you soon on Mr. Gay World. Access all areas.
This is Pride Radio.